It's worrying, in fact, that we are now identifying the huge scale of the problem. But on a good side of it, when it first got noticed or put forward in 2015, we were really unaware of what we called hidden crimes. So actually the fact that we are now identifying more victims and safeguarding more victims has got to be a positive. Well, Maura, I work for the Serious Crime Directorate. Provide support to the divisional police and other agencies. We work with other agencies to tackle the crime, but on our level, we would deal with the organised crime groups who are predominantly working across the UK and internationally. So we target sort of that, the higher level, but also dealing with the divisional issues as well.
And for people who aren't aware of the signs, how can people try and perhaps even recognise that there is this happening where they are?
Well, I mean, the signs and symptoms, it's like today, I'm down at Canterbury Date doing an event today, a conference, again, to some women down there, the Shroptimists, again, just to talk about the signs and symptoms, what to look out for, the indicators, how to report it. There's a number of charities out there. There's Crime Stoppers. If you see something and you get that gut feeling that something's not right, report it. There are certain apps like the Unseen Trafficking Helpline Charity. There's an app you can download on your phone. It's free. That app will have all the signs and indicators you need to be looking out for and how to report it. They're the sort of things we're trying to promote out there.
And what would be some of those typical signs?
Well, so it's things like if you look at a house, a general house in your street, that all of a sudden you suddenly see an influx of males or females going into that address when you know that may be a two-bedroom house, and those people go in into there, six or seven of them, they stay there, they get picked up and taken somewhere, brought back there, but you don't see them out and about down your local stores or whatever, they're controlled. They're the sort of sign to go, if something's not right, why are seven people living in a house? You know it's a two-bedroom house, that's a sign and indicator, something's not right there. If you see something, if you go to a local car wash, we're not saying all car washes or nail bars are places where modern slavery happens, but these are predominant areas where they are using some of these slaves and putting them into the slavery situations. It's when you're just going to have your car washed and looking around the people there, just looking at the people who are working there, do they look happy at work? Because I think if you look a bit further sometimes, you can see that people are traumatised, they're being controlled, they may have injuries that you think, well, why has that person had the treatment for that injury? They may have dental treatment that's quite obviously they're not going to dentists. That's because they're being controlled. Little signs and symptoms that you see that you think, that doesn't look right to me. These people look like they may be controlled by someone. I need to report it. And that is the key message. If you see something and you think it may be, don't think about it, report it.